This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Music to my ears and to Jay's as well. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the ever-loving Monday, August the 15th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with some inspiration for you, Jay. The thought of a good friend and what a good friend means to all of us. Isn't your best friend a connection to your life, person intertwined into your life? And if they've been good friends through your, let's say you have a friend, I have a friend from college. He's been my friend since then. And so we have all of these past experiences. And yet we love to talk about what we are doing now. And we share our thoughts and wishes and dreams and hopes for the future. Perhaps that's a way to think about and maybe inspire yourself and inspire your friends. Find your good friends. Who are your good friends? And then, you know.
And hold on to them.
Exactly. Hold
on to
them.
It's a relationship just like any other. It needs to be nurtured.
Yep. Absolutely. It has to be. All right. It's primary day tomorrow in a number of states. Liz Cheney is up. Her chances of being beaten by, what is this guy named? Hagman? Is that how you pronounce his name? Hagman?
Yeah. A female.
Harriet. It's a too.
Yeah, and it as far as the polls are concerned, it's not looking good.
Yeah. What is there about, isn't it funny how, you know, you look at the relationship that comes from her, that is, in this case, Liz Cheney, but whoever it is, for speaking your mind, and you get punished for it. I suppose that's the human condition. But out in Wyoming, where her family name got her elected in the first place. Her father was a congressman for a long time, ran three or four different divisions or departments in the United States federal government, was vice president for a while. And so here we go. She is very much a conservative. She voted with Trump on 90% of the stuff that was up for being voted, and yet she's, because...
Well, she was largely aligned with him.
Exactly. But she drew his wrath after she joined the other Republicans who voted to impeach him. He needed, you know, that was something that needed to be done. He needed to have his shorts pulled up a little tighter. And so, anyway, Trump went out there...
One of the things where the Republicans versus Democrats kind of situation where... the one side is saying, well, no, it was completely the other side, when, no, there were actually members of both parties that were a part of this.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's see what's going on. There are a number of different, I think there's five primaries tomorrow. I noticed that the amount of money, remember...
That's a big one.
Yeah, it is a big one. The amount of money being spent, I made mention of the fact that so far in the primaries, $2.1 billion has been spent to get people elected to Congress.
I wonder what that money could have been used for elsewhere.
What good could have been.
Let's think.
It's good for the radio business and the TV business because all the advertising money, and I guess it's good to help sustain social media if you think that's worth sustaining. I certainly think radio is worth sustaining, but I don't really give a darn about the social media stuff. But here's something that, why this is in my mind at the moment, but I thought about it off and on. It was on my tractor yesterday on the farm. There was a bit of chatter about cars that well-known people drive. Now, what would you expect? Who would drive a Rolls Royce, for example? Who would drive an upscale, whatever?
Aston Martins are everywhere.
Yeah, right. So Zuckerberg drives a little Honda Accord. And I thought to myself, I don't even need, those things are like little matchboxes. How does he even fit into it? But is he making a statement by driving that when he could be chauffeur driven? whatever. I remember Ted Turner used to drive a Ford, I don't know, old Falcon or something like that, a Taurus. No, he had a Taurus. When he could, you know, he was the founder of CNN. He was worth $500 million. And he could drive anything. So what does it say about people when they buy a certain kind of a car? What do you expect from people driving? Like, I know I make no bones about what I like to drive in terms of my truck and my car. What? And I don't remember even whether you told me once that you were, what you were driving. I don't even know what you drive, Jake.
Nope.
It's a secret.
It's a Fiat. No, it's not. But no, it is one of those things where it's also the type of car. There's a stereotype of whether or not you're a good driver just based on that type of car. And how many times have we seen somebody with a huge truck, a pickup truck, that can't pull in properly? And it's like, if you can't drive a car that big, don't drive it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, other things happening around the world. Heavy rainfall in Las Vegas. Look at the mess from this weekend. Woo! Pouring rain. 2 weeks of it. A lot of people have died, interestingly enough. Two people died over the weekend. The water goes into the casinos. It's flooding the parking garages. So if you're on the ground floor, you could get electrocuted at some of these places. Yeah.
And there was somebody that was rescued by firefighters, and then there was a bunch of debris, and they were doing the cleanup of the debris, and they found a body underneath of it.
Wow.
It really is awful. Nobody's prepared for this. And this is, what, the second time in a matter of weeks?
Yeah. Well, there are conflicting things in the weather forecast for where I am. We have a severe drought in New England. My farm, everything, the pastures, nothing's growing. Nothing. So I'm having to chop food, chop feed for the cows. I was out until 9 something last night getting feed for the cows to make sure that they're okay. Got to keep them healthy. But this rain thing, this week, one forecaster says, yeah, we're going to have a lot of rain. The other says, nah, we're not having any, so you don't know how to prepare. But I will tell you, as far as Las Vegas is concerned, this is a monsoon. And maybe it'll be good because it'll help fill up the Great Lake Mead. So I won't find any more bodies floating around in the lake. 30 people injured when two roller coaster trains crashed at Legoland in Germany. Did you see this? The Legoland theme park.
That's so scary.
Crazy.
One was already stopped at that like home base area, and the one coming in, something happened. The brakes didn't kick in, and it just went right into the parked one.
Are they run by human beings, or are they like a lot of these trains that you have at airports and sometimes amusement parks that are automated?
Automated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the two.
Wow. Anyway, dangerous stuff. One person is dead, dozens injured in Spain. The festival of music, the Medusa Festival, apparently the stage collapsed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of a sudden this crazy wind kicked in and the stage collapsed. One person hit by parts of the stage as it fell was killed, and then the rest were injured. Some people went to the hospital and then promptly discharged. Some people are still in the hospital. Some people were treated on the scene, but this is a 6-day festival. I believe they were on day 4, maybe?
Yeah.
And they were like, we have to cancel. They cleared out the campgrounds and everything.
They should. Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do that. Yeah.
Safety first.
All right, so crazy stuff. Brittany Griner has appealed her prison sentence like they're going to listen to her in Russia. What? She's got 9 years, remember? She's going to be in the slammer for 9 years, unless there's some swap that is arranged. But the Russian state news agency, which is the only one that still is in existence, thank you very much, has reported that she and her lawyer, don't you wonder, does she have a Russian lawyer?
Or I was saying that same thing, yeah. Or if there's somebody from the States, because I wouldn't think that somebody from the States can practice over there. So,
no.
Unless they are already over there.
Mm-hmm. Did we talk about the shooting at Six Flags, or do we need to talk anymore about any shootings? I think that's enough.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah, okay. We've had enough of that stuff. All right, 16 past the hour. I want you to, and we're sending one of these Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the air cleaner to you, Jay, so you can enjoy and have that purified air. the home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold, mildew. I know that you know that you don't like the odors sometimes after you've cooked a lot of stuff for dinner and you have all that, just that hanging, that odor just kind of hanging there. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. Destroy them. Don't you love that? The other, the rain commercials, kill Russia. Them dead. Right.
Mm-hmm.
this doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. Called the thunderstorm for a reason, purifies the air. Just like after a good storm, the air feels preciously fresh and pure. And so now you can have this in your home. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. You get 3 units, 1, 2, 3. For under $200, that's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that don't work any near, just not as well at all. This is a great concept. So put one of them, well, put 3 of them in your house, in your basement, your bedroom, in your family room, wherever you need clean air. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPure, all one word, deals.com. Discount code DUG3. Shipping is free.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of the John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of plows.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Many of you have created farmers markets either on your farm or in the community, but the public has become aware of and is frankly using the farmers markets quite intelligently. So now there's a group called the National Farmers Market Coalition, and they have announced for the first time the celebration of Farmers Market Week, August 7th to the 13th.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for Doug's Dirt. A little bit of celebrity gossip, some of the things that are trending on social media. You may care about this. I don't, but I'll give you the info and then you can do with it what you want. Yeah, I just never have been a fan of Kenan Thompson. I don't care whether he's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame or not. He's been there on SNL for quite a long time, though, I think, right? Do you think he's funny?
I was a fan of him back when he was on All of That and Everything, and then the Kenan and Kel show. But I feel like if you don't want to talk about it, we can move on to something else because that was the news. He got a star. No, but that was the news. He got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We don't really have to spend much more time on it.
Okay, so let's talk about Robin Williams, bona fide star. His children are honoring. He's been dead for 8 years. My God.
Doesn't it? It does not feel like it's 8 years.
Wow. Let's talk about that after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, so Robin Williams dead 8 years. His two children, Zelda and Zach, are doing what to honor their late father?
They posted for him. And Zelda also talked about the suicide prevention resources and gave information like the phone numbers, the text numbers, the websites, and also added that when people are going through something like this, be kind. Remember to be kind. She had posted about when Bob Saget died, about while you're acknowledging how much you loved him and while you feel like you lost your TV dad as well, remember that real people lost somebody they loved, and try not to follow clickbait about all of these different articles that are being posted. Don't flood the family's social media with direct messages or all these comments that you're thinking of them.
People are so crude and cruel.
It was nice, but then also his son Zach talks about how much he misses his father and how he always made him laugh.
He was I was wondering about that. What do you suppose it was like being a child of somebody like Robin Williams? Any person who's famous, Clint Eastwood's children. What is it like being with Clint Eastwood
especially Robin Williams? I envision it's a lot like the beginning of Mrs. Doubtfire, where he's having an indoor petting zoo for his child's birthday. I feel like that was probably actually him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Doing his thing, you mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it's nice to know that they're paying attention to it. And we ought to, and the underscoring of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class?
But we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/schoolprinting for coupon and requirements.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Consulate is advising citizens to avoid Baja California in Mexico after multiple reports of cars on fire, heavy police presence, and roadblocks caused by unprecedented cartel violence. The death toll in a fireworks storage explosion in Armenia's capital, Yerevan, has risen to 6. Officials said on Monday 60 others were injured in the powerful blast yesterday. 1 year after the Biden administration failed in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, one fact stands out loud and clear. The women of Afghanistan have been put back in their place, and any hope of freedom has diminished. The brother of one of the 13 U.S. service members killed in the Kabul airport bombing during Biden's withdrawal committed suicide at his brother's memorial earlier this month. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Democrats were pushing the defund the police movement in the last election cycle, violence in gun control cities exploded. Maige Touré on Epic TV is the co-founder of Black Guns Matter, an education movement designed to educate the lifestyle of being a responsible gun owner in urban areas.
There's 1,000 bad guys in one city where there's very few people armed to be a deterrent. It's like, you know, pardon the expression, shooting fish in a barrel. In areas that have more, you know, respect for the Second Amendment and Americans' ability to defend themselves, we have less violent crime. Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing repetitively and expecting different results. And it's political insanity. And it's just a talking point to people that are unaware. When you don't have the data or the information or you're misinformed, you want to feel like safe. You want to feel like you're informed. When you have those talking points that happen to sometimes show up on the left, that person says things like, oh, we have to do something. No, we don't just have to do something. We have to do what works.
After years of operating in Illinois, three major companies, Boeing, Caterpillar, and Citadel, are moving their headquarters out of the Blue State. At least 8 people, including 5 Americans, were wounded in a shooting targeting a bus near Jerusalem's Old City Sunday morning. 2 of the victims, a pregnant woman and an elderly man, were in critical condition, according to the Israeli Foreign Ministry. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
There's a study that suggests spiders can dream. I knew you'd be thrilled.
Why did we need to know that?
What do you mean? This is an important part of living the creatures that are all around us. Don't you want to know about the creatures?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't prove it by me. So. Hello, welcome to Organized Chaos. Yes, here we are. The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I with some good news about your aspirin. Do you take aspirin? If you do, it's good. If you don't, maybe you should consider aspirin use. I take a baby aspirin every night before I go to bed. Do you?
I used to, and for some reason I got out of the habit, and I definitely need to get back into it, especially after seeing this story where it's linked to a lower risk of ovarian cancer in women most likely to develop the disease, meaning anybody who has a family history of this.
Mm-hmm. So something to keep in mind. There are some who say that it leads to other things, but I've always found the expert advice I've gotten and what I feel comfortable with. That's what we do. We listen to people, and then you find your comfort zone. What do you want to do? How does it impact you? Do you really trust the people who are giving you the info? If you do, then go for it. Pretty simple, straightforward, down to earth. right. There has been, we haven't really talked much about Salman Rushdie because he kind of fits into the same category as if you were listening to us talk in the last few minutes about, what's his face from SNL?
Yeah, the celebrity gossip stuff. Maybe it's overplayed, unless it really adds something.
Right.
Because you have asked the question in the past, Doug, of why do we need to know this? And I don't disagree with you a lot of times. So
I don't really
care. Why do we need to know certain things?
And maybe that, although this isn't just about me, it's about you, it's about what people think, and they tell us by responses. You can respond to us, obviously, online, our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. And now, you'll be able to use the Doug line, which is 855-999-3684, 855-999-DOUG, to express yourself as well. So you may be used to sending things in on a flat screen, but if you have something you feel strongly about, let's hear your voice, and we'll mix your voice responses or things that you think are important into our conversation on the air. The reason I bring this up now is because I don't know that I really care much about Salman Rushdie. There was a big deal made about him. Remember?
Just as he was getting on stage, and then he was stabbed, and he was taken off of the respirator, and it looks like he's going to make a recovery. But he's a best-selling author and attacked right there at his event.
But I just but the reason that I put the question mark after the story is because I wonder how many people, the people in Islam who don't like him because he's a blasphemer, you know, the reason that he is in front of us conversationally is because of the publication in 1988 of the Satanic Verses. So it's taken the people this long. How many years is that? That's 34 years to write this guy, the hardcore right wing of Islam thinks he's a blasphemer because he treated the Prophet Muhammad with a bit of a satirical point of view. So these people who are the extraordinarily right-wing group of Islamic worshippers, there's a fatwa that was issued against him in 1989 by the supreme leader in Iran calling for death. Death to Rushdie. And so, okay, they didn't get very far with that. The fatwa didn't work, although it helped the selling of the book. The book sold like three times as many copies as it had before the fatwa was. Maybe these two are in cahoots. How do you know? Maybe the Ayatollah or whatever this guy's name is was a cousin of Salman Rushdie, and they split the. How do you know? They could have. You know, that's my cynical mind working. That's why I don't really give a damn about Salman Rushdie, because I think he's a promoter. And the fact that he's still alive 34 years after the fatwa was issued tells me something. They didn't really want to get rid of him, or if they did, I mean, he's been in England and been pretty public, and, you know, he's been around the world speaking, so you want to really get rid of this guy? You can get rid of him. I don't think they want it. It's like Putin. Putin's good for business, right? Scare everybody.
A lot of people think that, yep.
Yeah. Right, so let's leave. We're not going to pop him off. We're going to let him do his thing. Whose job? And then they argue. People argue about, well, whose job is it anyway to knock him off? Is it the Americans? Is it the Europeans? Is it the Russians themselves? Whose job is it to knock him off? Speaking of whose job, interesting poll released today, Jay. 35% of U.S. adults say that they're concerned about the impact of climate change, but they don't know who's in charge. Whose job is it to curb the impact of climate change? Is it yours individually? Put solar on your house, buy an electric car, whatever. Or is it the government's job? Is it industry's job? Whose job is it? We're throwing a lot of money at it, but what is the money actually going to do? That's part of this bill that's been passed by the House. The president will probably sign it today. And bingo, we're up and running. Great tax advantages for people. If you live in California and you buy an electric car, $10,000 right off your tax return if you make under $300,000. How about that? Not a bad deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the typical California way of, you know, overdoing it. But at any rate, why not take advantage of it if you can? But there'll be a lot of things that, with the signing of this bill, will change when it comes to solar and incentivizing what has become, for me, a religion. It's a cult. It's like being Republican or Democrat or Christian or Jew or whatever. I just think that there's just another group of people. Do I hold with all the things that they say, whoever they are? No, I don't. I think there's a problem. I'm looking at it out my window right now. My grass is brown. My pastures are dry. There's nothing growing. And that's because we haven't had any rain in my neck of the woods for almost a month. Maybe have some this week. Is that because we're burning fossil fuel? Fossil fuel isn't helping any. But if you look at the history, and I think I probably am beating a dead horse here, Jay. Tell me to stop, because I have the same message.
Because do humans, I know humans have a lot of power when it comes to the environment, but do we really have that much?
No. The answer is no, we really don't.
When everything's been pretty cyclical over the billions of years.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, who do you believe? Where's that Babbel commercial that we need to hear? Speaking of commercials, how'd you like to make money doing what you love doing? This, listen up. This is something that you, if you've been thinking about doing this, consider the story of Jack London, one of the highest paid writers of all time. Call of the Wild, remember that book and the movie Harrison Ford was in?
Mm-hmm.
It was a great movie. So this person, the story is Jack grows up in a rough neighborhood, poor, uneducated. The same story as basically Jack London had. The notion that he was uneducated, dirt poor, a dropout. Now, look at what he's done. He's published, and he's made a lot of money. The rest of the story, movies and all that stuff. Now Jack London, when you look at a list of the richest authors of all time, he's right there in the top 10. So if you'd like to discover Jack's secret that allows any one of you, any income background, education or whatever it is, to make money doing what you love, then why don't you do it? Right? Do it. Go now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. Now the secret's out, and it won't cost you any money to get it. Get the information on how Jack did what you can do as well. Just a click away, and as I said, it's free. Go to discoveringjack.com, discoveringjack.com.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3 millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know, for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Never! The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Never! 45 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I. The Salman Rushdie thing, the postscript to the conversation is that J.K. Rowling is now threatened with death because the same people that want to kill Salman Rushdie want to kill her because she supports him. So there you go, folks. There's you think the world isn't crazy?
With the guilty by association mentality.
Yeah, that's craziness. An enormous underground city. Speaking of crazy, listen to this. You haven't heard this story? Big city underground discovered in Turkey, created by persecuted Jews and Christians during the Roman Empire. 74 acres, was inhabited in the first century, home and synagogue for 70,000 people. This is crazy.
Yeah, it was an entire city underground.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why archaeology is so fascinating, and there's still things, there's so much to uncover. Workers found what appeared to be a small cave when they were doing some restoration work on homes. So this is the southeast part of Turkey. There's a lot of stuff in this area. It's like a big museum, stone structures and stuff. So the surveys found that it wasn't a cave, but a series of galleries and silos and chambers. The area of worship we were talking about. They've only excavated 5% of the total area. But imagine what they found. If they found all of this in 5%, what else they're going to find? In the silos, they had grain, olive oil, wine, that sort of thing. This looks like a very... It's a good movie here somewhere, right? The vaulted stone ceiling in one of the chambers found the Star of David engraved into the wall. And this goes back, how far back to the first century?
Mm-hmm. You know somebody is already in the works to buy the rights to a feature film with this.
Of course. Yep. All right, here's another cool one. The dream of a new and ambitious mode of transportation becoming a reality in Switzerland. Planning stage is commencing to build an automated tunnel network that would ship cargo on pods underground in this rail system. Cargo Souterrain and underground cargo begin this 46-mile stretch between Zurich and some of the other major logistical hubs in Switzerland.
That sounds pretty like a really neat idea. Get some of the trucks off the road and they're just underground. They have their quick routes.
Yep. Yeah. The folks are traveling around the world a little bit here. In Norway, they euthanize. You see the picture of this walrus?
Oh, this makes me so mad.
I know it. Yeah.
Because people can't follow rules. An animal had to die.
Yeah. It's not the animal's fault. You stupid people. She'd been spending time in a fjord on the southeast coast, unafraid of humans. Most walruses are not worried, they're afraid of humans.
They'll kind of just keep their distance or go back into the water, but her name's Freya, or was Freya, and she would just keep sunbathing and was typically fine with them until the humans started getting too close to her and trying to swim with her and taking selfies with her, and the authorities would post signs of leave Freya alone. They couldn't listen, so now Freya's dead.
Disgusting. I wouldn't do that. I'm mm-hmm. on the farm. People remember the story about the rooster chasing this woman around?
Uh-huh.
It turned out she had been taunting the rooster with food, and the rooster wasn't getting the food. She was teasing the rooster, so they wanted me to get rid of the rooster.
It's awful.
I sent the rooster somewhere else, but come on. Use your head. 50 minutes after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's a familiar a title and song. So, Chucker, what are we celebrating here?
Today in movie history, Doug, August 14th, 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered at the infamous Grumman Chinese Theater in Hollywood. I can only imagine how big that premiere was. That movie, obviously, one of the greatest films ever produced. And I use the word timeless, because when you watch that film, you don't really think of a time period. You don't think of the year 1939. It just fits in any time period. And I'll tell you another story. On my ice cream parlor, I always play movies every day for the people who come in. So right. I play Jaws a lot because it's summer. And I always tell people when they watch, because every time I put Jaws on, like, people are hypnotized to the giant screen because it's such a great film. But the one quality that movie has, like Wizard of Oz, is it's timeless. You don't look at Jaws when you're watching a film and say, oh, that's 1975, because it just feels like it could have been shot yesterday. And there's handfuls. There's a lot of films like that, not a lot of films like that, and it's okay. You know, if you identify a time period watching a movie, that's all good, too. But the ones that are timeless are always the best classics, in my opinion. And Wizard of Oz and Jaws fit that bill very well.
Yeah. All right. That's a good lesson. Alec Baldwin has been all over the place this weekend.
Yes.
Not because he said something, but because somebody else said something about the gun that fired and killed Halnya Hutchins. He said he didn't fire it, but apparently they did. The FBI checked it out and said it couldn't have fired unless he pulled the trigger. So what's this going to start?
So what does that mean, in your opinion? So what? Okay, right. Okay, here's what I. This is my opinion. Jail is for people who are dangerous to society. right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened on the set, you can't get it back. I mean, obviously it's horrible. A bullet was fired out of a gun. How did the bullet get in the gun? That's really the question. But to think, and again, I'm not defending Alec Baldwin as a person. I don't know him. But to think that he woke up that morning and he said, I want to shoot the director or the coordinator and kill her is absurd. So whatever happened at the end of the day was an accident. That's what civil suits are for.
But that's the difference between murder and manslaughter.
Right. It's not what jail cells are for. I mean, people who say, oh, put them in jail. Unfortunately, we live in a culture where all social media wants to put everybody in jail. But and that's just the story for a different day. But and it's a tragic thing, but I just can't for the life of me believe that, you know, he had any idea that would happen. And however it happened, it happened, and you can't get it back. And, you know, ultimately the only way a family is going to be fill any sort of a void is monetarily. What else can you do?
Well, and the story should be used to make other sets a lot safer when there are weapons involved.
Yeah. No, listen, that was not a big studio project. They obviously were cutting corners. But again, I mean, I would be curious, how in the world did a live bullet get in that gun?
That's a good question. How do we do with the box office over the weekend, Chucker?
It's slowing down a little because now we're in August, but Bullet Train with Brad Pitt, number one movie for the second straight weekend, 13.4. A 54% drop off week to week, decent hold, 54 million in 10 days. DC's League of Super Pets, 7.1, came in second, 58 million in 2 weeks. Top Gun, here's the story again. Top Gun Maverick, actually up 1.6% week to week, 7.1 million, 673 million in 12 weeks. That is the story of the summer season. Thor plays fourth, and Jordan Peele's Nope, which has crossed 100 million, round out the top.
Yeah. All right. Blue Crush, the screenwriter reveal. This is 20 years ago that this came out. What did you think about that movie when it first came out?
I like that movie. I like that. I thought it was a very entertaining movie. I liked it.
It was about, wasn't it supposed to be the girl's side of that other movie that Patrick Swayze was in?
It didn't have the crime element to it, but I did like it.
And all it needed was the Beach Boys. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's letting out. Right. Come on in. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's that story. Chuck Curry is here every day at this time to go through. You're welcome. Thank you for being here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's now 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.